It's probably fair to say that South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's troubles are going from bad to worse. Last week, the governor admitted to an affair with an Argentine woman. He apologized to family, friends, and staff, and he vowed to remain in office. Today, he told the Associated Press that he had, quote, crossed lines with other women. Tamara Lush is the AP reporter who sat down with Governor Sanford at his statehouse office. Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
A little mystified. What did the governor mean by crossing lines?
Well, I don't think this is a good week for Governor Sanford. He detailed exactly his feelings for the woman who he had the affair with, and he also detailed, not in great detail, but he talked about when he would go on yearly adventures with his friends, yearly trips to, as he put, blow off steam. Mm-hmm. And he would go to somewhere overseas, and he would, you know, meet women and have casual encounters. He said that he never, quote, crossed the ultimate line with the women. He said very specifically he didn't cross the sex line with these women other than the woman that he met in Uruguay in 2001, who the mistress.
Yeah.
But he never crossed the line.
He also disclosed more about his relationship with the Argentine woman, that he'd actually seen her more times than he said last week, than he originally said.
Yes, he saw her a total of 7 times since 2001.
This sounds like one of the most incredibly uncomfortable interviews one could possibly sit through. What was the governor's mood like during it?
I would say the governor is he's very upset, and he's a very tragic figure. He's very upset, and he really wants to, I think he really wants to talk, and I think he really wants to talk about what has happened in his life, for whatever reason.
As he discloses more details of his relationship with his mistress, there are investigations getting underway to look at his travel records. Was he traveling? Was it official business, for example? These things are... He is literally compounding his problems with others.
Yes, he is. That's correct, Robert.
Do you get the impression that this sense of openness and this confessional tone, it seems, in the interview that he gave you, that it's consistent with his insisting on remaining in office? Or do you get the feeling that it might not be worth it after all to stay in office?
I don't have a handle on that. I believe that he really would like to let the public know everything, and that may not be in his best interest, but he wants everyone to know. He's been apologizing all week, all weekend. He's apologized to the cabinet. He's apologized to his neighbors. I've seen him on several occasions apologize to just various people. And that is the mode that he's in right now.
Has he said, has he put a lid on this story, or can we expect The View? I don't know. Can we expect more appearances by the governor?
I think anything's possible at this point here in South Carolina.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about
your
interview. That's Tamara Lush, who's an Associated Press reporter, talking about her interview today with South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford.